ABC Radio Australia.
An Australian woman is facing a difficult battle to bring her young son back to Australia after he went to Papua New Guinea temporarily to live with his father several years ago. The 9-year-old boy was born in Australia. He's an Australian citizen, but he's been living in PNG's capital, Port Moresby, for the last 4 years with his Papua New Guinean father, who the mother claims has refused to send him back to Australia. She says the Australian government's told her it can't help because PNG is not a signatory to an international convention that could otherwise help return children who've been taken overseas by one of the parents. Liam Fox has the story.
Charmaine Backhouse's voice breaks when she talks about her son, Isaiah.
The innocence of my son has been taken away, and that's what breaks my heart. I had to leave him.
She last saw him in August this year when she travelled to Port Moresby to celebrate his 9th birthday. Isaiah's been living in Port Moresby since 2015 with his father, prominent doctor Duncan Dobunaba, who's the chief anaesthetist at PNG's health department. That was when his parents' 7-year relationship ended and Ms. Backhouse says they mutually agreed he would temporarily live with his father in Port Moresby while she moved from Brisbane to Broome in Western Australia. She says it was never intended to be a permanent situation, but there is no formal arrangement in place with respect to custody of Isaiah.
Ever since then, I have been over twice. I've kept in contact. I've always begged him to bring him back, and his last famous words is, "Yes, I will. I'll bring him over," and nothing ever eventuated.
Isaiah was born in Brisbane, is an Australian citizen, and has an Australian passport. When he went to stay with his father in 2015, he entered PNG on a dependent visa. That visa expired in April 2016. Dr. Dobunaba said via text message that Ms. Backhouse has not been truthful and that there are always two sides to a story. He said it's not entirely true that he has refused to allow Isaiah to travel to Australia, but declined to comment further. Ms. Backhouse has approached the Australian government for help to bring Isaiah back, but she was told there's little it can do because PNG is not a signatory to what's known as the Hague Convention on the Civil Aspects of International Abduction. That convention provides a process for a child to be returned to their country of habitual residence for custody issues to be dealt with. International family law expert Dr. Danielle Bozen says it can be extremely difficult for a parent to get a child back from a country that has not signed up to the convention.
So essentially they'll have to engage with that country's legal process. This can be logistically and also financially difficult. For example, finding a suitable qualified lawyer and also navigating a foreign legal system that can be informed by quite a different culture and potentially different ideas about what's in a child's best interest.
The Attorney General's department said it can't comment on specific cases and recommends parents seek legal advice in the concerned country about what options are available. In a statement, it said financial assistance may be available to cover legal costs. After several failed attempts, Ms. Backhouse has now engaged a local lawyer.
I'm extremely nervous. Because it's their country, politics that scare me, and because he's such a high-ranking doctor over there and well-known, he's very well-connected. My main goal is for the safety and the well-being of my son.
She's also started an online petition to try and pressure Dr. Dobunaba to send Isaiah back voluntarily.